And welcome to the Track Talk podcast. It's been a little while since we did an episode, but we're back. We're going to mull over Spain and Canada in one. We're going to talk some F1, and I'm, of course, joined by Jay and Shah. How are you? Shah's just injured herself, but how are you?
I'm good. I'm not sure if Shah's good, but do you know what, people? Yeah, this is Formula One. This is what F1 normally is. For people who join this bandwagon of craziness in 2021, this is what Formula One is. Very rarely do you ever get an exciting season. So stick with it through us. And hopefully next year, Alonso will be good. Lance Stroll will be good. Mercedes will be good and we'll get a good season. But bear with us through this difficult period.
Okay. I'm fine. I just somehow stubbed my toe, but you know, I'm okay. I'll soldier on.
You're sitting down.
I know. I'm good. And I mean, Jay, I don't feel like the last two races have been that bad. I think it's been...
To be fair, they've probably been the best two this season.
I was going to say. I think they've been all right.
Monaco?
We're not talking about Monaco. We're talking about Spain and Canada.
Well, Dan said they're the best two of the season.
Monaco was...
I can't believe
we're even considering Monaco. That
shows
how much
right.
the rest of the season's been. Yeah, no. It was all right, but I'm saying I can't believe it's in the conversation so far for best race of the season.
I mean, yes, I wouldn't say best race, but I enjoyed it more than I expected nonetheless. I think it's been all right, and it's probably because Mercedes have had their upgrades and they're looking much more competitive. So that's adding another team in the fight for basically the podium. No one's at the moment able to fight Max for the wins. But who knows? Maybe someone will soon. Who knows? Maybe in Austria.
Please. Someone.
Manifestations.
No, to be honest, we haven't really scripted anything for this episode. We're going to revisit our predictions for the last two races. We're just going to see what happens to do with Formula One. Have a little chat, see what happens. But we didn't review Spain. It was a decent race. We obviously made predictions before that race. We did a preview podcast for Spain, I think. I can't remember now. But anyway, let's go back. Let's go back through them. So on pole position, who did you guys put? Well, it was, by the way, Mr. Max Verstappen. Oh, that's who I put. 1 point.
Oh, how convenient.
Is it me?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, both of us went silent, so I didn't know what to do. I put Fernando Alonso.
I put Sergio Perez.
Oh, dear. You were bitterly let down.
Yeah. He's been woeful in qualifying. The guy can't drive.
No, apparently not.
No, he's not had a good period. On the podium, I said Max first, Alonso second, Perez third, and it was Max Hamilton Russell. So I got 1 of 3. So another point.
I also got 1 of 3. I put Max, Perez, Alonso. I don't know why I keep saying Max. I should say Verstappen. Verstappen, Perez, Alonso. So I got 1.
I feel quite frustrated because I put Verstappen, Alonso and Hamilton. So...
Oh, that's close. That's close.
Really blimmin' close. But hey! Close.
So that uno for sure.
No cigar.
Exactly.
Positive surprise. I said Lance Stroll, and I would like to claim this because he came sixth, beat Alonso and out-qualified Alonso, I believe.
Yeah.
So I think that's fair.
Can't really argue with that.
To me. 3 points.
Fire today.
I'm on a roll.
This is not enjoyable.
I put Albon, and I haven't got the results up, but I feel like he came 17th or something like that. So.
He came 16th, which is
16th.
Very close.
So I think that's a positive surprise. He beat Sargent. He out-qualified him. I think that's fair enough.
Where did he qualify? He qualified 18th. No.
You picked the wrong weekend to have chosen Albon.
Yeah, you did.
Furious.
I put Pierre Gasly.
Didn't he block about half the grid in qualifying in Spain?
Oh, yeah.
Where did he come?
He qualified P4.
Yes.
Which was absolute scenes.
Oh, and then, yeah, and then he plummeted.
P9.
And then
P10. Oh, yeah, because it was two, three places.
Heavy grid pen.
Positive surprise for quali.
Where did he come in the race?
10th.
Oosh! Where did Ocon come?
Where did he start? Hang on.
Ocon, I know he qualified. Came 8th.
He started 10th. He didn't do anything in the race.
Yeah, 10th to 10th. I can't really give you a 10th to 10th. And he got beaten by Ocon.
If he hadn't have got that penalty, I think he would have been in for a stormer. But,
Yeah, sorry, Shah.
I don't think
I
that'll
don't think we
happen.
can. You know me, yeah, I like giving up points to you guys, but I can't this
Do
time. No, I don't.
I was
you? Random finisher prediction. We had to guess P12. I said Kevin Magnussen, and he was 18th, so I got that wrong.
Who was P12?
I think Shah might have got it right, though, by that reaction. It
Oh
was Yuki Tsunoda.
my God,
Oh, because he got that penalty, didn't he?
Yeah.
So Charles fluked
Oh my
it.
God, that's the first time one of us has got the random finisher right.
Oh, fair play, fair
Oh
play.
my God.
Wait, Dan, who was
Wow.
11th?
Leclerc.
Oh, who? Where was Piastri?
13th.
Oh, damn it. Oh
I'm
dear.
so happy.
Have you got the time delta between Piastri
It
and
just
Tsunoda?
Piastri
Piastri was a
was
lap down.
lapped.
Oh, damn, worried him. Oh, I said Piastri, I got it wrong. Well done, Shah.
Close.
Thank
Well
you.
done. How many
Wow.
points are you on overall this week, Shah?
Hold on, we haven't finished. We're on bowl
No,
prediction
I'm
first.
just doing a little tally
Oh,
up.
okay, sorry. I mean, I'm on two.
Jay?
I'm on one.
Ooh, currently in the lead, I'm on three. Bold
Ooh.
predictions. I said Sainz and Alonso would make contact, and they didn't, so no.
I put Hamilton will lead a one lap, or he will lead 1 point of the race, and he was close to, but he didn't. Max got a grand schlem.
And Schlim. I said more than two safety cars in the race.
Was there any?
I
There
don't
was.
believe so. Was there?
Well, I don't
I
think there
can't
was
remember.
any. There definitely wasn't more than two.
No, unfortunately, no, there wasn't.
And Dan, what have you got?
My second one was at least two cars do a three stop, and Lando did a three stop. Hülkenberg did a three stop. K-Mag did a three stop. That
Oh
is at least
no.
two cars doing a three
Wait,
stop.
how do we let him say a free
Four
stop at Spain
points
where people
overall.
stop about every five laps?
Well, I thought this in the preview, and I was like, "Can I have it?" And you went, "Yeah." And I was like,
How did we let that slide,
"I'm not
Shah?
gonna mention that that's probably quite easy."
That's Spain. I mean, if you said it like Austria, but Spain. Wow, that's bad from us. Okay.
No.
Well, I think Dan's won this week. But I
One
said
four.
final lap will have the fastest lap, and Max said it like four laps to go, and then GP was like, "Calm down, Max. You know,
Oh yeah, there was that
you've
big
already gone track
debacle, wasn't there?
limits." So I got one this week, or for Spain.
Oh dear.
I put, which I think is actually quite a fun one for me, but I don't think it happened. At least two cars beach it in the gravel.
Don't think anyone beached it, did they?
I think everyone did drive out.
Hmm.
But I
Oh
thought it
well.
was quite a fun one.
Yeah, no. 10 out of 10 for creativity.
Well, there. Yeah.
Well,
I liked what I tried to do, but hey.
after Spain, overall in the who's won the most weeks so far, I have one. I have three. One, two. I have three. Jay has one, two, three, four. Charlotte has two.
Jay has four.
Yeah, man, I'm
Jay
out
has
here.
four. Saudi
Blimey.
Arabia, Azerbaijan. He drew with me in Miami and drew with you in Monaco. So he's getting
Oh, that's
lucky
it. Yeah,
with
that's it.
these
Yeah, we
points. Mate,
drew. We
mate.
drew.
All right, on to Canada. Anyway,
This is tense.
pole
Like I've been
position.
bad in Canada.
Oh, I had Max again.
Yeah, you went boring.
Yeah, damn, man. This guy
Boring.
just
Sorry.
wants to win.
I was at a point where I needed points.
Where's the
I don't
entertainment?
think you do.
I did because we didn't know who'd won Spain when we made these. We didn't record a preview for Spain for Canada, but we did our predictions and we put them in the group chat that we got. So these are legit. They were made before FP2, I think, actually. But yeah. We did them properly. I said Max, 1 point to me.
I said
Boring.
Leclerc, and he. I actually cursed everyone in Canada. I said Leclerc, and he qualified P11.
Oh no. You shouldn't say Perez this time.
You just wait, mate.
I put Lewis Hamilton.
Not a bad
P3?
effort before.
Which, you know what? I don't think that was a bad shout.
Yeah, but I used to, yeah, P4, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
you started third there,
Hülkenberg.
but Hülkenberg, by the way.
Yeah, what a lap.
I know. And
P2.
then penalty.
Well, yeah, and then it all went a bit wrong, but never mind. Onto the podium. The podium was Verstappen, Alonso, Hamilton. I said Verstappen, Perez, Leclerc. So just the 1 point on that one for me.
I said Verstappen, Hamilton, Leclerc. I'm so annoyed. I've done a Charles from Spain, put Hamilton in the wrong place. So
it's unlucky.
One for me.
I feel like I deserve an extra point.
So see, when Charles says this, she definitely doesn't deserve it.
She's got it right.
No, but let's just bear it. Just bear this one in mind, guys. Okay, ready? Verstappen, Hamilton, Alonso. I've got all of them, but in the wrong order. I've got Max.
That's unfortunate,
yep,
isn't it?
But I feel I should get a cheeky half point.
I don't know about you, Jay, but I
Okay. I think we can set a new rule now. Here's my new rule.
Convenient.
And wait, does this new rule apply in the past?
Yeah.
from this moment onwards.
I'm not buying it. I don't even know what you're going to say, and I'm not having it.
Okay, so you get a point for each person that you get in like the correct order. But then if you get them, so say like myself right now, I've got all three, but you know, I got Hamilton, Alonso slightly swapped, but I got them in the on the podium, you know. I think that deserves a point.
Yeah, but if you finish second in the championship, you can't be like, yeah, but you know, I'm kind of first. It's like,
I feel like
that's not a bad shout, isn't it, Joe?
I feel like a championship should be about consistency. You can't just change the points given out halfway through the season.
I thought you were going to
agree with you.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
I thought you were
just
backing me up.
No. You can't just be like, oh, by the way.
Just 1 point on the podium, sure.
Do you remember years ago, Bernie Eccleston tried to make the final race double points? And look what happened to that. That lasted one race.
Yeah.
Hey. Just try to change things out there, you know?
Moving on. Just a 1 point there, Sharp, to confirm. Positive surprise. I said Oscar Piastri. This isn't a bad shout. He qualified 9th and finished 11th. I don't know if I can have it, but it's not an awful shout.
He went backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went backwards and Russell didn't finish. And Leclerc had a... No, not Leclerc. Who was it? Who was it? Stroll had a howler. Yeah.
Yeah.
So two of the
Stroll's
big boys.
Stroll's ahead of him in the end.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Stroll's got ahead of him. Russell DNF'd and he's gone backwards.
Oh, Lando had issues as well.
Well, Stroll should get ahead of him. He's in a rocket ship compared to that McLaren. The only reason I missed out on this was Bottas getting P10. I'll take it. I'll take losing the point if it means Bottas gets a championship point. So I won't push it too hard, but it wasn't an awful shout, I don't think, for yesterday.
Yeah,
he had a
I'd
decent
say
weekend.
Extremely close. Really, really close.
It's a nice name.
I think we should change the rules. If you're extremely close, you can have the point.
No, Dan, that's not how it works in the championship.
I don't like Hermione then. Harry Potter. who's next?
Seen Harry Potter.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, can I go next? Can I go next?
You've never seen Harry Potter?
Yeah, I don't plan on seeing it.
That's disgraceful.
It links to Dan's. That's why I'm bringing it back to Formula One, guys. I put positive surprise Bottas.
Ooh.
Take it.
Yeah. Where did he qualify?
Yeah. Where did he qualify? 15th.
15th to 10th.
Okay, that was shocking. But 10th.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he got pits in the line, didn't he? By Lancius.
Yeah, he did.
I remember when he qualified, I thought, oh no, why did I say him as my positive surprise? I was quite upset about that because I really thought, I think in the practice sessions and things, he was looking really like decent. And I thought, oh my gosh, his pace actually might be back. And then he did that, but he did all right in the race.
Yeah, fairs.
I'll take it.
Yeah, one for sure. One up. I said Gasly, like I said, I've cursed everyone in Canada because he got blocked by Signs going into the final chicane and he qualified like P18 and he just went actually nowhere in the race. Ocon scored points, Gaz didn't, so I will happily take a zero on that one.
And he was looking good as well.
Yeah, he's looking good, man.
Massive shame that he wasn't able to set a decent
but to be fair,
time.
Gasly did block Signs in Spain, so maybe it was just
there's a lot of blocking recently, a
bit of revenge.
Can I just quickly say, I was in a toss-up for my positive surprise being between Bottas and Albon.
No, to be fair, the
And
album would have been a brilliant
that
shout.
would have been really, I'm really
Do
annoyed
you
I
want a
didn't put
point for
him.
that as well?
No, I'm just
A
giving him a
point for
shout
considering.
out. Giving him a shout out, okay?
No, Al won had a stormer. He had an absolute stormer. Anyway, random finisher prediction was P11. I said Bottas and he was P10. The amount of times I've come one off is just ridiculous this
That's half a
season.
point for Dan for coming one away.
All right. Take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. 2.5 so far this week. No.
No.
That's really close though.
It's
Yes.
close. Who was P11?
It was Oscar
Piastri.
Piastri.
Oh. Who did you say, Shaw?
I said
Oh,
Yuki
yeah.
Tsunoda again without realizing.
Where was Yuki?
He was
Oh,
quite
dear.
far down, wasn't he?
Yeah, not P11.
14.
14. There you go.
Or P12. Where are we? P11.
I said Guan Yu Zhou, and he had a stinker as well. Qualified
He did have a
last.
stinker.
Everything I said that weekend just turned to rubbish.
How many points are we on right now, by the way?
On one.
I'm on
I'm on
two.
two. Oh.
But I
I
think
do
I've
think.
got a bold one in the bag, I think.
Ooh.
Oh.
On to the bowl predictions. I said there'll be at least one teammate collision over the weekend. I don't think there was.
I don't
No,
recall that,
you should hit it
no.
for Spain for quali when Hamilton and Russell here. That was weird, wasn't
Ah,
it? That was
damn it.
bizarre.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I
That could
should
have
have
been
said
very
it.
bad.
Oh well. Nil pois.
Me?
Yeah, go on. No, go
Sorry.
on. I'll let you land. Let you land.
I put at least two red flags in quali.
Oh, you got so blimmin' lucky with this.
Not
Was there
really
two?
lucky. There was.
Oh,
There was, but one of
Piastri
them
and
was
Zhou.
Zhou, but he just
Oh,
drove
yeah,
off
that was
again
not a red flag.
Hey!
You're so
Hey!
lucky. So lucky.
I got it. So I'm on 3 points, guys.
Shaw needs to
So
get off the phone to
lucky.
the FIA.
Yeah,
They did me a
unbelievable.
solid.
Bribery. How much did you pay him?
It's for me to know.
And for us to find out.
Yeah.
Well, I said an AlphaTauri crashes into the Wall of Champions, mate. I will put my house on Nick De Vries crashing there the whole weekend.
Saw he's an AlphaTauri.
Yeah, especially when it was raining. But I thought, Sonoda's got a bit of a temperament, but I thought De Vries definitely going to crash there.
Did
And he
anyone
decides to
crash?
crash it ever chicane. Sorry?
I don't remember anyone hits.
I
Did
don't think
anyone
anyone
hit
No,
it.
no one hit
Actually,
it. No one
oh
hit it.
no.
So.
Since when? What year was it? Was it 2019 that K-Mag like smashed it in
Yeah, he went
quali?
crazy.
Since then, I don't remember really having a big incident with it. It might not have been 2019, but it was around then. Where are we at? Is it me
You again, Dan,
again?
on the two.
Oh, God. I said less than 15 finishes. There were 18 finishes.
Oh, he was DNF. Oh,
Ooh.
yeah, Russell.
Russell and Sar.
And
Well, yeah,
Sarge.
Russell was weird. How he kept going after he
Yeah.
absolutely
It was
pelted that
rather
wall, I do not
impressive.
know. Yeah, the
Yeah,
wall
he
clearly
bottled that
turned in
man.
on him. Sorry.
Oh, sure.
Was it me?
Go for it, mate. Charles like too polite. She was wants everyone else to go before her.
Well, I this I'd say this is a bold prediction. I put Nick De Vries to score his first points this year, so that was
Yeah. Well,
really
that's just
bold.
not gonna happen, is
He's washed,
it?
man.
Ugh. I
Jay,
always love
I
Van
feel
Dorn.
so sorry for Jay.
I always
He had
love Van
so
Dorn.
much optimism
Do you
coming
know what?
into this
Yeah,
season. Nick
I'm
De Vries is the
best
man. Nick
driver
De
on the
Vries is going to
grid.
do this, that, and the other. Nick De Vries has been terrible. He has been toilet.
I've
It's
got
been toilet.
it's been toilet. I've got this hope that he'll just go to tracks that he's raced on a lot with F2, so basically the European one. So you've got Austria coming up, Silverstone. I'm hoping that he just knows them and he does really well. Because in Spain he was pretty good until I think he got sort of he had like a bad last run in Q1 or Q2 and he didn't progress because I think he was looking really good in practice in Spain.
You can't say he
So
was pretty good until Q1.
I mean, okay,
That's
he
when
looked
it
good in
starts actually
practice,
mattering.
but you watch Austria this weekend on this weekend and Silverstone and then what was it Hungary and Belgium? He's going to be good because he knows those tracks. I've said it here now, okay? So chat to me in August and you'll see I was right.
Well, he did all right in Monaco.
Yeah, he was good in Monaco. Yeah, see,
And
look, he'd raced there before. It's just the
Formula
new
E.
tracks. Yeah, FE. Anyway,
FE.
I said only three teams have double points finishes, which I think is right. I think
Don't think
Merck.
three teams had a
Did you
double
say
points finish.
only three?
Yeah, so three, bang on three. I think Red Bull,
Red
Merck,
Bull?
Merck didn't.
Ferrari? Oh, no, so Red Bull,
Aston.
Ferrari, Aston?
Aston did
So Red
struggle.
Bull, Aston,
Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Say it.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well done,
Oh,
Jay Gardner.
my deal. My throat went there. Yes. Get in. It means nothing. I'm pretty sure Shah's won, but maybe we should give out double points for bold predictions. How about
No.
that?
But I got 2 points this week, so I definitely haven't won.
I also got two.
Oh.
To be fair,
Shouldn't
this
even
leaves the
need the double
standings
point.
very close, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Me and Shah are both on three, you're on four.
Oh,
Which,
I
after
needed that.
10 races, is actually quite impressive that we're this
Yeah,
close.
4-3-3. Oh, they've gone
Good
prime
formation that.
Guardiola.
Yeah.
Wow, mate, this is way more exciting than the F1 season. 1 point after 10 races.
It could be 9-1. I think it'd be more exciting than the F1
Yeah,
season, to be
exactly.
honest.
It's very close in our championship battle here.
Yeah, exactly. This
This
is
is
the
the
one that
main one.
matters, the
Yeah,
Track Talk
exactly.
Championship.
What does the winner get quickly?
Pride.
Pride.
I don't know.
I reckon a drink when we next meet up after the season. Whenever the season's finished, the first time we meet up after the season, they get a drink. Or maybe two,
Okay.
one from each person.
I think we should do something also podcast related.
That's one for,
We'll have a
yeah.
think. We'll have
Yeah,
a
we'll have a
think.
think. Okay.
Anyway, I want to talk about Perez really quickly because,
Fine.
well, he's been a bit stinky recently, hasn't he? Like, was it no Q3 appearances in 3 races? He's just been so far away from even where he needs to be, even where Red Bull would be happy as a number two, he's not there. Like, what is going on? Because he started the season so well, and people were thinking, is this the year? What's it got? It happened every year when Bottas was at Merck, he'd start the season well, and people would go, is this the year? And it just wasn't. But Bottas was never this bad in the
Yeah.
sense that, 100% Q3 appearances and all that stuff. He was always challenging Hamilton. Perez is a good driver. What's going on?
Is it the car? Is it the fact that that car is just so set up around Verstappen that Perez can't seem to get a grip on it? It's hard to say. It's hard to say. I think Perez is very much a confidence driver, a form driver. Start the season, high on confidence, one in Saudi, one in Baku. And it's like when he has a bad result, like Monaco, it just sort of shatters him, and he needs another good result to get back on song. And I feel like that good result hasn't come yet. And now we're at a stage where there's not a street race until, I think, Singapore, which is the middle of September.
Yeah, there's a lot of Europe.
It's a lot of Europe, a lot of traditional racetracks. And obviously, there's some break thrown in as well. I mean, the season's done, let's be real. The season was done probably
Well,
after
yeah.
Miami. Yeah, it's tricky, but I, you know what? I can't see Red Bull getting rid of him
As
because the gap
in
between
mid-season or at the end of the season, do you mean?
end of the season, sorry, because the gap between them and Aston and Merck is too big, and I think Perez should come P2, even though Alonso is knocking on the door. He should come P2 over the course of the season, and
He will be
I don't know if he
expected to
will.
become
I'm fairly
P2
sure
as
he will,
well.
but even becomes P3, they're going to win the Constructor Championship, and Perez is a decent enough pair of hands where he won't challenge Max, but well, other than the last few races, he'll normally be in and around the podium. So I think they'll keep him until Merck and Aston and maybe Ferrari, whoever else gets close to them, and then maybe they'll have to look at another driver, maybe Danny Ricciardo.
I mean, let's say the Aston was on par and both teams kept their driver lineups next year. Because obviously Red Bull have got this wind tunnel stuff and they might not be able to, develop as much as other teams heading into next year. So let's say the Aston is on par and Max and Alonso, realistically, it'll be those two that are in a fight for wins and titles and stuff. You look at Stroll and Perez as the second drivers, Perez is better than Stroll. So for that element, they're safe. But then, everyone give their left arm, not literally, because that'd be very unhelpful, but to be in that Red Bull. So it's not like there's not a queue forming. It's like, loads of people will want it.
See, if you're a Red Bull, right, and it does get to that stage where maybe Merck and Ferrari catch up to them, and if Perez isn't pulling his weight, who do you put in that second seat to be a good enough rear gunner, but where they won't challenge Max to sort of compromise him, but good enough to assist them win the constructors? Who do they put in?
Perez is lucky the AlphaTauri current talent pool isn't fantastic.
Hey.
Jay.
Give him a chance.
It's not fantastic. I mean, Liam Lawson's doing pretty well over in Super Formula,
Wass is
but
pretty good in F2 as well.
yeah. But either way, they're not going to be challenging for the Red Bull seat while Perez is still there. So,
Maybe
don't
Danny
know.
Rick. Maybe it's Danny
Ricardo's
Rick.
there, but
But
is he?
he wasn't very good.
No. They are looking at him, apparently, though. I did see an article that they're going to like assess him in his test
Can I
drives
just
and
say,
stuff.
he wasn't good in McLaren.
But
That's it.
I feel like Shah, that the McLaren is less set up around Lando than the Red Bull is set up around Max. I feel like the Red Bull will be a harder car to drive. I mean, maybe Ricardo's driving style is more similar to Verstappen's than it is to Norris's.
That's what I was gonna say. He obviously had very good success with the Red Bull team. Whether they've completely changed the setup of their car since, Max's success, I don't know. But something about Daniel and Red Bull, I think, gels.
But wasn't the reason he left Red Bull to avoid this Max Verstappen team?
Yes, yeah.
And
He's
now
nothing's
he's gone
worked though
back because he
since he left
failed
Red
at
Bull.
McLaren.
No, I wouldn't say failed
What would you
completely. He
say?
also went Alpine slash Renault. Let's not forget that.
If he did
He
fail at
stayed there,
McLaren,
man.
what did he do at
He didn't succeed.
McLaren? Right. Okay.
I don't know what happened at McLaren, if I'm being honest. It's a bit of a heartbreak story, but he did win Monza. So, something went well that weekend. I do think that Daniel hasn't lost it, and I still think he is capable. I just think the dynamics of the team weren't right and things like that. And when we're saying, oh, but he doesn't want to be second fiddle to Max, I think that was more at the time. He's a bit older now. He's actually the same age as Perez. He probably would realise, maybe a championship isn't that sort of thing, but maybe if he could help challenge for pole positions and wins and things like that, maybe then, he'll enjoy that more. I don't think a championship is definitely not in sight. I think that window is definitely past. But it could be an option. It could be.
Oh, yeah, I've got a question. If Ricardo didn't leave for Renault, he stayed at Red Bull and he was still there now, so Perez didn't join, Gasly, Albon, etc., 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 do you think he could be a world champion? So you think about it, Red Bull have had a championship-winning car for, well, this would be the third year now. Do you think he could have beat Hamilton and Max in 21 and beat Max last year, and Max this year? Or do you think he's not good enough?
It's hard to say.
The only
I
go
would
on.
say no, but it's hard to say because then you do think of how he has performed the last, let's say, 2, 3 years in comparison to when he was in Red Bull at like 2018 and then 2016 Ricardo and things like that.
Would you say, okay, so Ricardo kind of left Red Bull just before Max reached his like prime years at
That
that
as well.
place. Let's compare it to like, well, the only person we can really compare it to is Bottas that was at Mercedes during Hamilton's prime years. No, I'm not saying this as from a Bottas, Jay's laughing, from a Bottas point of view. I'm just saying that's the only
Wonder where this
one
is going.
you can really compare it to. But Bottas never got close to challenging Hamilton. I don't think Bottas was, well, I would say, but he wasn't anywhere near worse, more worse, that's really bad wording, but more worse than Ricciardo. To suggest that if Bottas couldn't do it, Ricciardo still could have. Like he, I would.
But do you think Ricardo is a was a was a was he was a better driver than Bottas was when he was at Red Bull? Because don't forget, I mean, I know Max wasn't in his final form, but he beat Max across the season one time. I think they were close and the other years, and he had that season where he DNF'd every other race.
They're quite similar in characteristics in the sense that when they're on it, like they're on it. Like you look at some Bottas performances where, like the Monza weekend that Ricciardo won, where Ricciardo was on it and everything went well, like Bottas was on it. When they have their weekends, they have their weekends, but they're just not on it often enough. Like they're quite similar in that respect, I'd
Remember,
say.
was it 2018? There were first six races. Ricciardo won two, Vettel won two, Hamilton won two. And then Ricciardo, he was knocking him out. He could have probably beat Vettel over the season if he didn't retire every other race because
Yeah,
that
that
Renault
was
engine was woeful back
painful.
then. I just think, I think he could have been in with a shout. I think he could have had a three-way battle. I think Ricciardo in that Red Bull was really, really impressive. And I think he copped out too soon.
Yeah, I think it's a shame that he did leave at that point, but then at the same time, I understand.
Especially to go to Renault.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just reading an article from friend of the podcast, Lawrence Barreto, and he said that sources are kind of saying that Ricciardo and Red Bull are both open to giving him an AlphaTauri seat next year.
Well,
but
goodbye,
that
Nick.
Car is awful this year. Like, they're last in the championship right now. There's no way
it should
go to
that. That's the worst car, isn't it, this year? That's the worst
by
car.
Quite a way. Will Ricciardo want that? Like, to go Red Bull, Alpine, McLaren, AlphaTauri, it's just like,
maybe.
How far downhill can you go every move?
He's got to be in and amongst, isn't he? He's got to be in the game. He's got to be driving.
Yeah.
I mean, a seat is better than no seat. Because remember Hülkenberg, when he got kicked out by, was it Renault for Ocon? And Williams offered him a drive and he said, no, I don't want to drive back at the grid. And now look at him. He's with Haas. So I think he's older now and he hasn't got many years left. He's probably going to take it, I'd say. And that means De Vries is going to go. So I'm not sure I want that.
I mean, here's a question. If Ricciardo wasn't Ricciardo, if he had all the same career path and everything as Ricciardo, but he didn't have the I don't want to say the Netflix fame, because that's not why he's famous, but, you know, people love him from that. The bubbly personality, the smiley characteristics and stuff. Do you think we'd speak about him in the same way? If Ricciardo had the personality of someone like, I don't know, Stroll, who's like, he turns up, he races, doesn't have too many fans, but has some. He goes home, you know, races all right. But Ricciardo's just so loved. Do you think it makes people slightly biased, thinking he's maybe better than he was?
I think he was a really good driver.
Is that a dig?
No, I'm not necessarily saying that. But
thinking,
like,
you know, people thinking he's better than he was.
But the amount of fans Ricciardo has compared to a lot of the grid,
yeah,
and rightfully so, because he's so likable, is like astronomical. But if it was someone else in Ricciardo's position, do you think there'd be so many calls for him to return? I'm trying to think. But like when K-Mag left the grid, K-Mag was doing really, really well, left the grid. No one was like, oh my God, he needs to come back. Like, Ricciardo's had an awful 2 years in perspective.
Yeah, he did. But then I feel like...
To chat about him with a Red Bull seat, bold.
Yeah, no, a Red Bull seat I think is too far. AlphaTauri, maybe. I think we can't forget that Ricciardo was probably... When he was at Renault, he was probably in the top bracket of drivers. You say Leclerc, Hamilton, Verstappen and Ricciardo, they were probably your big four back then. And now look at him, he's fading into obscurity. So obviously there is still a gem in there. Maybe it's just having the right kind of network and environment around him to make it work, and maybe McLaren, it just didn't fit.
I do think that definitely was a part to play. But, you know, I feel like people look at Lando as well as the same as, like, Daniel Ricciardo now, of, like, you know, Lando's humour and, you know, how he presents himself is becoming a bit of that, like, lovable character that everyone loves about Ricciardo.
That Lawrence Barreto article as well is kind of saying he might be interested in the AlphaTauri seat with the aim of getting back in the Red Bull seat.
Yeah.
But like, he's starting his career again. It's like, how old is he now? 30 something. Are you really at the age?
32, 33 or something.
Is he at the age where you can afford to take a couple of years in a backmark team to then, with the aim of getting into a front seat? Like, he's done that point of his career.
I guess F1 drivers, isn't it?
Alonso, isn't it?
Yeah. Hamilton's 38.
Alonso,
Perez is that age as well, isn't he? So maybe Hülkenberg's that age, isn't he? So, you know,
And Hamilton are just ridiculously
they
good.
They are ridiculously.
Yeah. You know,
I don't think Ricciardo is that far away from those on his day.
From Alonso
when he wants to be. Obviously, I don't think he's as good as them, but there was a time where Ricciardo was world championship material. When he first joined Red Bull, he was beating Vettel. I just refuse to believe that you can go from being that good to that bad in the space of such a short period of time.
But the thing that makes, like, I'd say Hamilton, I'd probably put Verstappen in that bracket now. And I mean, to be honest, you almost can't put Alonso in that bracket, but that was more the car he was driving. But it's just purely the consistency. But ever since he joined F1, Hamilton has been there. Yes, he had a dodgy car for a few years back in the early 2010s, but what can you do? But, like, you know, Verstappen, ever since he joined F1, has always maximised his car. Alonso, excluding McLaren, has kind of pretty much maximised his car. Ricciardo just hasn't. I like Ricardo. This hurts to say, but
I don't think it does hurt you enough to say. I feel
I mean,
like
I
you
don't like.
enjoy supporting Latifi more than Ricardo, going,
Yeah, but
he's a nice guy.
I felt bad for
No!
Latifi. Ricardo has millions of fans across the world to defend him, right? The Latifi Defense Brigade, we were low on numbers. It was three against a thousand.
We were low. Oh my God.
You was low.
It was three against a thousand, I'm telling you. There were at least three of us.
You was low.
But yeah, I mean, it was, yeah.
Can I move it on
there.
From
Go for
Ricardo? Because
yes.
I've got a little theory,
a
right? About
Hit us with
about
the
Aston Martin. Because you know, we were talking about just a minute ago, actually, in terms of Perez and Stroll. Could Stroll pull his weight if Aston Martin did become the best team on the grid? My opinion, probably not. So who should Aston Martin look at? I think it's got to be Charles Leclerc. I think
wait,
it makes sense for both parties.
To replace who?
Stroll.
From what year?
But that's not going to happen.
I know it won't. But if Lawrence Stroll is serious about winning the Constructors title, he needs someone better than Stroll, I think, than his son.
It depends what year you mean from, because I don't think Leclerc would even consider that until Aston Martin have shown that they can win races.
But the Aston Martin is better than that Ferrari currently.
I can't even imagine Leclerc...
In green, yeah. It's a weird thought, isn't it?
Like,
it's really
not
cool.
Even
but
just
then...
that, but just leaving Ferrari, even though they are winding him up in the sense... Not winding him up, but, you know, it's so frustrating. We've seen him with Carlos in the last few races. The strategy, them not telling him enough information. They're like, oh, box. They're like, no, stay out. And he's like, for God's sake. And
that
all, like,
that impression
wrong...
is scarily good, isn't it?
Thank you. and just, you know, boxing with the wrong blooming tyres. I don't know. I think it's just in Charles Leclerc's blood to stay with Ferrari. I don't
know. Maybe, but you think, right, like you said, they've been winding up recently. That car is the fourth best car on the grid after the Merc, the Red Bull, and the Aston. And he goes to Aston Martin. Yes, Alonso's there, but Alonso hasn't got many years left in him. That Aston Martin is probably the team that is going to have the most upward curve in the coming years. They've taken all of Red Bull staff, all of Merc staff, they're building a new factory at Silverstone. Lawrence Stroll is a billionaire putting loads of money into this. The only way I can see them going is up, right? And in a couple of years' time, he will be the man when Alonso does eventually retire. I think he's got more chance of winning a driver's championship by going to Aston Martin. And for Aston Martin, it makes sense as well because, obviously, I mean, not for Stroll because he's losing his son. But they've got a very, very, very fast young driver who can win you a driver's championship and can win your constructor's championship. It's hard to think it's a no-brainer.
I mean, I don't think it's that realistic, but I mean, I get what you're saying. It makes sense, but then the step Aston have taken from last year to this year is just astronomically large. Like,
no one
saw that coming at all.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Every team could quite easily make that, well, yeah, that's true, make that much of a step backwards as well, though.
I'm intrigued to see how they do next year as well. If they can continue this consistency with this car, or if it was almost like a fluke of how amazing it was. Like, you know, last year's Ferrari was amazing and this year they have gone down. So, I'd be intrigued to see if Aston can continue that into 2024.
And also, they've got the most development time this year. Go on, yeah, sorry.
What'd you say?
I said they've got the most development time this year because they finished, what, 6th or 7th last year.
Oh, that's true.
They've got like twice as much wind tunnel time as the other teams.
Especially compared to Red Bull with their penalty. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. But if Alonso wasn't in that Aston Martin, would we be thinking that car's as good as it is?
Yeah.
Like, Stroll has been...
Depends
to be
who's
honest,
driving it.
Stroll has been awful this year, I would say.
In comparison, yes.
Like, the car he's got... And I've always defended Lawrence Stroll. You know, he's always been decent, especially
yes,
in sort of changeable conditions. And he's not been a bad driver. He just gets a bad rep. But this year, he's been awful. Like I don't think that's too harsh.
But because he's had such a good teammate, isn't he? Who have his teammates been? A declining Vettel, a decent Perez, Sergei Sorokin. You know what I mean? This is the first time
I haven't heard that name for a while.
He's had a strong teammate and he's been shown up.
Hey, don't say that about Sorokin.
Sorry, Sergey. I'm sure
Fernando
he's a
Alonso
big
is
fan.
80 points ahead of Lance
Yeah.
Stroll.
Ooh.
80
Ahead.
points. Yeah. That
If
is.
Sorry, I was going to say.
Astronomical.
If Stroll finishes 180 points behind Alonso in the season, that's sackable.
It's also very possible.
Yeah, it's pretty likely.
This is the tricky thing, is that I don't think Lance Stroll is actually that bad of a driver, like we always say. No, hold on.
Oh, I've just been saying that. You've been berating me for it.
No, it just made me laugh how you always pick like the underdog vibe.
Problem.
But the thing is that they could have so, if you want to say, better talent than Stroll. Or if just a better even force, like a better twosome compared to an Alonso and Stroll partnership. They could have a really strong duo, like you could say Leclerc and Sainz. And then that probably could help Aston in their championship hopes. But the dad owns the company. What do you do?
But would you not say that? I think that seat is the second most attractive seat in Formula One currently, after obviously the Red Bull one.
I thought my dad could still be up there, though.
I was surprised Ricciardo didn't try pushing me through there.
Ferrari's an attractive seat, though, just because it's a Ferrari seat.
It's a Ferrari seat, yeah.
It's like, you know, some football clubs, they might be worse, but to say you've played for that club is bigger, maybe, than...
Yeah, Millwall.
...where you finish in the table.
Millwall.
Millwall.
Yeah, big club. Ferrari does have that allure. Do you know what, actually? I thought about the how this might play out in the driver transfer market. So, like I said, the clerk to Aston, right? That leaves a seat at Ferrari. Who goes to Ferrari? Lando Norris. I think that makes sense. Because like you said, Dan, the allure of Ferrari, plus Ferrari are a lot better than McLaren currently. And I know he's tied down to like a fringe year contract with them, but I'm sure there's a performance clause in there. So then that leaves a seat at McLaren. Who goes to McLaren? Alex Albon. I think it makes sense for him to get out of the Red Bull kind of family. It's a much better seat than the Williams. McLaren get a very steady pair of hands, as he's proven. And I think he's a very solid midfield driver. So McLaren, that leaves us to see. Williams, who goes to Williams? It's probably going to have to be Lance Stroll, because I think Lawrence Stroll would do enough to keep his son in the sport. He wouldn't just kick him out entirely. So maybe he'd pay for his Williams seat like he did back in the day. There you go.
We're having Fabrizio Romano on the podcast.
Here we go. A nice little driving merry-go-round. Well, I was going to say, actually, rather than kick Stroll out, put the Vree to Williams.
Oh, God.
Why?
And then put Ricciardo in the AlphaTauri. But
Mr.
I know that's not going to happen.
Mr. Freese been the worst driver on the grid this year.
Comfortably.
Right, so no chance of getting a move anywhere then. What I will say is it's funny how it does work, because realistically, when Sainz got that Ferrari contract a couple of years ago, he was there until Schumacher was good enough to replace him. Everyone just
Damn
kind of assumed
right.
that. It hasn't worked for Schumacher. Haas got rid of him, obviously. I could have seen Schumacher replacing Sainz at Ferrari and Sainz going Aston in a parallel universe that hasn't happened. I would say that was more plausible than Leclerc ever going to Aston Martin. But
yeah.
Schumacher had a sinker and it hasn't played out like that. And he's now got to start again if he wants to get that Ferrari seat, which is looking like a long shot, especially since Toto Wolff said he doesn't think he'll be on the grid next year. But it's a funny old game. It's a funny old game. I mean, who could have seen Alonso potentially fighting for a championship next year?
Not well, me.
He's played ago. A blinder, though, isn't he? He played a blinder.
I don't know how he's done. I don't know. You know.
It's like the first ever good movie he'd make. Because normally he makes a move to a team as they get worse.
Yeah.
So when he moved to McLaren and then they just were terrible. He moved to Ferrari and they were just Ferrari. Yeah, so it's the first one he's ever got right, pretty much.
Well, that's the thing. He was doing so well with Alpine. I thought, what are you doing? Why are you going? Well, it's all part of El Plan, isn't it, lads?
Poor Seb.
To be fair, though, I don't think Seb would have been near Alonso. I think was very much winding down. I think he'd been better than Stroll, but I don't think he could have been on this Alonso levels.
It's just, I can't believe how nice Alonso's being to Stroll. I mean, we all know why Alonso's being nice to Stroll, but like...
His boss is his dad.
He's heralding him, like he's like driving with the king. like he's like, he's a fantastic driver, fantastic overtakes. Yeah, he's really helping me out here. And it's like... Is he?
I was going to say,
really?
do you remember
Alonso's lapping him, he's doing
solid.
Hello,
Spain,
he drives fast.
when he said, "Oh, I won't pass Stroll." I thought any other teammate he's ever had, he's flying past them. But because it was for like P7 and it was Lance Stroll, we just thought, oh, you know, I'll just sit behind here, wave to the fans.
Yeah.
I think obviously he knows.
He's not threatened by him at all.
Yeah. He knows that he can just toe the line and Aston Martin will keep him on side. So
it's crazy. It's crazy, to be fair. Hamilton looks like he's going to stay at Merck. Do we think they can be back? Do you think Hamilton can get eight?
Yeah.
I know Charles,
if he's given the car
for that to happen.
I think he's been very good this year, Hamilton. Very, very good this year. Particularly the last two races.
He could beat Alonso and Verstappen if they're all in, let's say, in an ideal dream F1 fan world. The cars are exactly equal.
Yes.
Can he beat Verstappen and Alonso over the course of the season?
That's a good question. I think he can.
But that won't be for like 2-3 years. He'll be 40 odd by then.
I think he can do it. I really do.
I think he can. I think they've all got their own kind of specialist circuit, so to speak. So maybe we'll come down to that. But to be fair, that is a mouthwatering prospect, Verstappen versus Hamilton versus Alonso.
Look at 2021. There's only two.
Yeah.
Well,
like
this is,
all
you know,
generations.
I'm just going to say it's, you know, and I'm apologies to the fans of Max once again, but I'm just going to say this, right?
Oh, God.
Had the situation in Abu Dhabi not happened, that Lewis would have, Lewis had it, right? If we were just going to go by what happened before that incident.
Yeah.
Lewis had it. I feel, though, that season in general, like, I think Max was ever so slightly as well, like, pipping Lewis for wins at some circuits that I didn't expect him to win at. But Lewis still would have had the overall win. And I just think Lewis has this consistency, this determination, this willpower, and his skills in a race car, I think, I honestly do think, are unmatched. Mm. And I think he will find some inner thing and do it. And I feel like we're half even seeing that a bit this year. Yes, since those, you know, the improvements and the upgrades came to the car, I think Lewis has been more up there, as we have seen just in the last two races, being on the podium. But I honestly do think that Lewis will drive the hell out of a car. And I think he could do it. I really do.
I don't think he'd be here right now if he'd won 2021.
Yeah.
Or this would be his last season if his contract runs out at the end of this season.
I don't know.
What else could he? What else could he want? Like, he's got he's got enough money to last him a lifetime.
I think we should do a podcast where we say, "What if Hamilton won 2021 season?" And then we can look at all
with Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, with Lewis Hamilton, we get him in there as well, and we can like rewrite history. Maybe here we go. Maybe we'll do that.
Just a little idea from you. Then, you know, nothing major. We'll rewrite.
Yeah,
history.
just to annoy everyone. That's what I'm about.
I don't know if it'd be a good podcast for myself. I don't know how much I'll be able to say.
2021 was so good for the sport, but then it was so bad for the sport at the same time.
Yeah, it was such a mixture of it.
Well, can I just say, that, like, bringing back to the first thing I said in this podcast, that the way F1 is now is how it normally is. Because when was the last time you had a championship battle before 21? 2016?
Yeah, really.
Rosberg and...
Yeah.
Like a proper one, Rosberg and Hamilton. When's the last time you had
teams
between different teams? Was what, 2012? I want to say Alonso and Alonso and Vettel.
But we didn't have one in 13, really, did we? That
no,
was
Vettel stormed it.
Yeah, 12. Then that was the four-way fight.
No, 12 was two-way, wasn't it?
Was it? What one was the four-way? There was a four-way.
2010. It was Vettel, Webber, Alonso, Hamilton.
Oh, Vettel sorry, won it from 2010 to 2013.
Yeah. But 2012 was the last time you had a battle between two teams. So basically, you get one a decade.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, they used to be more common. Like 2008, 10, 12. Like, you know, every other year was a good one. And then
Merck
16, dominated. 21. And now probably realistically, maybe
2026 probably, I reckon, when they bring the new regs. And everyone's all on a clean slate. Maybe Audi be up there.
What we've always
kind of
seen,
you might eat your words next year.
Maybe, I hope I do.
The more towards the end of the regulations we get, the closer the cars get, the better the championship battles get. And then it's like, okay, new regulations. And then one team's miles ahead again. It's like, oh, why are you changing everything? But it's what happens in F1. You know, Audi are coming in. Maybe they'll produce a stormer of a season and win the championship and Bottas gets one. You never know. Well, there won't be a one-season wonder, but there'll be a a debut season. Do a Leicester 5,000-1 odds.
Yeah, and then get relegated.
Yeah. Then they lose Bottas and it all goes down.
He is the glue.
Can we talk about Albon, by the way? I know we mentioned him, but that P7 drive was phenomenal.
It was pretty darn good.
Just, like, unbelievable. And considering we all... I don't know if we did a podcast when he was at Red Bull. Did we have a podcast when he was at Red Bull?
No.
21. No,
well, okay. Either way, we knew each other then. We were pretty harsh on Albon when he was at Red Bull. And he's kind of just proved everyone.
I think
that.
I defended him to an extent.
Did you?
Get the receipts out.
Yeah.
I just feel like I remember saying that I think the environment and the timing of it all was completely wrong. I don't think he had a supportive environment. I think there was too much pressure. And I think if he was thrown into that seat, I think too prematurely, slash as well, they were too harsh on him. I think if he was able to go back now with a better environment, I think it'd be better. I think he could do well.
I think he's a midfield driver,
isn't he?
He's a midfield driver, and he's not good enough for the Red Bull seat, not to be rude or anything like that. But I think he's a midfield driver, a solid midfield driver, and that's where he belongs to be. Hence why I said he should go to McLaren. There you go.
I can see that, actually.
If that's a good fit in it, Piastri and Albon, I'd be a good teammate pairing.
Yeah, it would. Speaking of Norris, quickly, you know that penalty he got in Canada for unsportsmanlike behaviour? That really confused me, because obviously he slowed, well not obviously, but for people that don't know, he slowed down to build a bit of a gap so McLaren could double stack Piastri and himself. And then he got a penalty for unsportsmanlike behaviour. But I swear that just is a rule in itself, that you can't do that. Like, not unsportsmanlike behaviour. I swear there is just a rule saying you can't deliberately slow down to do that. It just confused me the way they worded it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't slow down at too much of like a disadvantage to everyone else, isn't it? But it's
10 columns?
Something like that. People have got penalties for it before and it hasn't been called unsportsmanlike behaviour. I don't know if the rules have been
rewritten. I thought it was the safety car infringement.
I think it was under the safety car, but he slowed down more so that...
I thought that's what the rule was. That's how they would classify it rather than unsportsmanlike conduct.
I don't know.
I think unsportsmanlike is 1,000,000% the wrong word and the wrong term for a penalty.
I mean, yeah, you can't do what he did, but it's not like people do it all the time, realistically. Maybe he just messed the Delta up. Anyway, should we have a look at the standings? Haven't done that for a little while.
Yeah, go on. I wonder who's at the top.
Well, you'll never guess who's first. Max Verstappen is currently first.
Oh, no bloody way. Points.
Perez is second, but only...
barely, isn't he?
Some points. 9 points ahead of Alonso, which is not a lot when you look at the difference in the cars.
Yeah.
Hamilton is fourth on 102, having a very good season, actually. Significantly ahead of Carlos Sainz in fifth on 68 points. Russell sixth, Leclerc seventh. Stroll is eighth. 37 points. Only 8 ahead of Esteban Ocon.
He's been really good this year, Esteban Ocon.
He has, yeah.
He was really good last year.
He has. He's really good driver, Ocon. Pretty much underrated, and he's really stuck it to Gasly.
I mean, he was in shouts with a Merck seat, you know, a few years ago. When the early days of Bottas at Merck, it was Bottas v Ocon for that seat rather than Bottas v Russell. So, I think if he had have got that seat, it wouldn't have been a disaster for him.
No.
I think it'd make sense for Merck to sign him after Hamilton retires. I think him and Russell would be a good teammate pairing.
Could be, yeah.
I can see Norris going there, though,
to
be honest. Anyway, Gasly's 10th. Actually, quite a bit behind Ocon. He's on half the number of points, give or take one, as Ocon. But he's not doing awfully, Gasly.
No, he's done well. A new car as well. You've got to give him a bit of time.
Yeah, exactly. Lando's 11th, Albon's 12th, Hülkenberg is 13th.
Albon's 12th is very good.
Bottas. Joe's only 1 point behind Bottas, which, I mean, at 1 point when your car's that bad is like, you know, realistically, there's only going to be a couple of points in it. But he's doing well this season. Tsunoda, K-Mag, and then Nick De Vries and Logan Sargeant don't have any points, but De Vries isn't last. Sargeant is 20th on countback.
My boy, look at him shining. You watch, yeah.
Shining.
I've said it now. He will have a point before the summer break.
Okay.
What's that's the summer my break after Hungary
or is after, that the first one after Belgium. Belgium. It's like the end of July, yeah. Start of August. I think Belgium. He will have a point after Belgium. We'll do the Belgium review. We'll do something in the summer. And I will sit here and I say, I told you so to both of you. I'll look you both in your eyes and say, I told you so.
Virtually, can you say I told you so after a driver has 1 point in the first half of the season?
Hey, I didn't say one. He could have 25.
He could.
He technically... Never...
26.
Between
Russell's
now...
got a B2 in Spa.
Exactly. Between now and the time break, he could score over 100 points. If he wants to.
I could also go to the moon, but it's not looking likely.
If he really fancies putting his mind to it, he actually will be coming P1 every
Nick
race.
The very Grand Schlem in Austria in bounds.
It was about this time last year that we went to the Formula E and you saw Nick De Vries.
Man. I did.
Yeah,
what a time.
You had no idea what was going on all race, but anyway, that's another story for another day.
Yeah.
Red Bull and Miles clear on top of the Constructors' Championships. Merck second, Aston third, Ferrari. Merck second, hang on a minute.
Damn right!
That shows
just how much Scholl is costing that team, because Russell's not had a fantastic season so far.
The double podium in Spain definitely would have helped that.
Yeah.
P2 and 3.
Mm. Yeah. But the fact Scholl hasn't got on the podium once this season, and Alonso has been on it like every time, but twice or something?
Yes.
Yep, other than Spain and Baku, I think. So.
Yikes. Big
get
yikes.
Get good, Stroll.
Alpine 5th, McLaren 6th, Alfa Romeo 7th, Haas are 8th, Williams are 9th, and AlphaTauri with 2 points.
Yeah, they're terrible, man. AlphaTauri are woeful.
Yeah, that stinks.
Can't even really blame Nick. I think maybe he should have gone to Williams.
Hindsight.
Because I think Williams did want him, but then he blew them out for AlphaTauri because AlphaTauri were a better team last year. And I feel like Williams are going to be less ruthless than Red Bull are.
I don't know. It's a tough one.
Shall be reading us.
I don't think so. I haven't got a notification if it is. Anything else that anyone wants to talk about on an episode that has had absolutely no script? My notes for today have been predictions, F1 chat. That's what I've written down.
I think we've covered a lot of ground there.
Shall I got anything else you want to say?
I don't think so, but I am rather looking forward to a sprint race weekend next week.
Austria's good as well. Good track for it.
Yeah, Austria is a good track.
There's a lot of nice little overtakes. It's a very quick lap time. And yeah, I'm rather looking forward to seeing how it all plays out. I'd love to see Merck back up there. Yeah, I'm trying to think do we think there's going to be any people, like any drivers that we're not expecting to do well. Do you know what I mean? That wasn't very well said.
Album?
I know what you mean.
What, like, you know, people who haven't been performing as well. Yeah, basically a positive surprise vibe. So Albono could be continuing his form from, you know, last weekend.
Maybe Logie.
Albon's luck at Austria's not been great, though.
Yeah, it all seems to crash with a Mercedes.
And is it turn 4 or 6? I can't remember exactly where everyone always tries to do an overtake on the outside into the gravel.
Yeah.
I wonder how many. Oh, that's going to be my prediction. I've got it. I can't take it.
That's good, then, because Char always struggles to make a prediction at the time.
True, actually. Yeah.
So do it now, Char. Think about it now.
I'm writing it down already.
So you're ready for next week.
I'm so excited.
A week in advance. I'm not going to be here for an Austria preview or review because I'm going on holiday. So you'll have to man the ship on your own on that one. I might be back for the Silverstone review. That is my favourite track in the world. So I hope I'm back for it. I mean, none of us are there this year. which is
No.
sad, but you know, money. But yeah, so I'm not going to be here for Austria because I'm away, but Jay and Shah will man the ship, of course.
We'll
I
be
will
here.
send you my predictions. Don't worry. I'll still do that. I still need to make sure I keep some points. I'll send you my predictions for Silverstone, and I need to find somewhere to watch these races because I don't want to miss them. I can give up a day of holiday to watch some F1. What more could you want?
Sky Sports app.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a French pub. There are
Yeah,
pubs in France.
Yeah. Le pub.
Yeah, le pub.
Le pub.
What is pub, Shah, in French?
Well, France don't really have pubs, do they?
What
What's
is
bar?
Yeah.
Le bar. There'd be a bar.
Oh. So I was right. Le pub.
What's a sports bar? What's a sports bar? Le bar sportif?
Probably.
There we go. Look at that, mate. Hello.
Honestly,
check you out.
Just put a bit of a French accent on, and half the time it's right. That's how you get by.
What is? I hope Bottas wins.
J'espère que Bottas va gagner.
Oui.
Yeah.
I've just seen your
Happy
be real.
Be
That
in
is
Paddy's.
Disgraceful.
You're very welcome.
What is that? No one will know what I'm on about, but I have been dumb.
Are you happy to be in Paris? Oui. Anyways,
what?
We're in Austria.
What?
It's just what
are Paris for? What's in Paris?
Because you said oui. It's like, okay. I hope someone understands the reference. Yeah, anyways, let's wrap this up, shall we?
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. So these two will be back with Austria. I'll hopefully be back for Silverstone. But yeah, it's been a little while. Good to get the predictions done. Good to chat all things F1. And hopefully we get a couple of good races. Silverstone always delivers. I mean, it normally delivers a decent race anyway. Last year was a fantastic race around that racetrack. I'm getting all this out now because I can't say it next week because I won't be here. And Austria always delivers. I was listening back, actually, to the pre-season prediction episode a little while ago. And I said Austria would be the best race of the season. So high hopes here. High hopes, Austria. Come on, Red Bull Ring. Don't let me down.
Max Bill by 40 seconds.
Probably. But yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming on. And enjoy Austria on your own.
Enjoy your holiday.
Man shit. Thanks. Thanks for listening. We will see you in a couple of weeks. Or I will see you in a couple of weeks. Goodbye.